Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Morning Mindset, a daily dose of practical wit and wisdom with a professional educator and trainer, Amazon best-selling author, United States Marine, television, and radio host, Paul G. Markle. Each episode will focus on positive and productive ways to strengthen your mindset and help you improve your relationships, career goals, and overall well-being. Please welcome your host, Paul G. Markle.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to Morning Mindset. Yes, indeed. Thank you very much for being a part of my audience, being out there and listening, sharing, all that good stuff. I'm going to blatantly rip off and borrow from a good friend of mine. Actually, a good friend of mine. His name is Matt Reynolds. He is a professional strength and training coach. He's my coach, and he's helped me to get strong over the years. And I was listening to his podcast recently. He did a little speech, a little talk for a group of people. And the words that he said inspired me, and I said, you know what? I texted him. I said, Matt, I'm going to take that. I'm going to steal it. I'm going to use it on my Morning Mindset podcast. And he said, go for it. And that is the idea or the concept of emotional deposits in your mental 401k. And you're like, wow. That is a lot of stuff to say. Yes, indeed, that is a lot of stuff to say. What did Matt mean by that? Well, the fact of the matter is, and he talked about how his coaches, Matt runs a company and he has a bunch of coaches that work for him, and his coaches work with individuals to help them to succeed, right? Now, their primary goal is to help them to get strong, but getting strong is not just physical. You say, well, yeah, it is, Paul. You get strong by picking up weights and doing the exercise and stuff. That's how you get strong. Yes, but it's your mind. It is your mental state. It is your mindset that makes you go into the gym. It is your mind that commands your body to do what it needs to do. All right? We need to understand that they work together in consort. And his coaches, Matt said, his coaches are constantly making deposits in his clients' mental 401ks. That is, they're encouraging them. They're giving them guidance and leadership and education and even sometimes just moral support to help them get the work done that needs to be done. All right? And I said, man, that is a fantastic. And he said, the reason that it's important, and I'm sorry to cut my own self off. He said, the reason that that's important because of situations like we see today in the United States where the media and the government have created a pandemic to make people scared and force people to close their businesses, shutter their businesses, hide in their basements, hide in their homes away from everyone else. And it's difficult not only physically on people, but emotionally and mentally it is extremely difficult on people. When you force people to change their way of life, it's emotionally draining. It's mentally draining. And the reason that you want to have something in your mental 401k is so that you can weather that storm. Now, it doesn't just have to be a pandemic like we're seeing today. Ladies and gentlemen, at some point in time, you're going to encounter a hard time, a tough time, a difficulty. You're going to encounter something in your life that you didn't expect that's going to put you in a position where you're less than comfortable. The loss of a job, the loss of a spouse, whether you lose a spouse through death or you lose a spouse through divorce, the loss of a child, facing a life-threatening illness. We all, here on planet Earth, no one on planet Earth is immune from that. You're not immune from hardship. Now, we don't want to focus on hardship continuously. I mean, I would like to believe that most of us, you know, are looking forward to good things in our lives. But the fact of the matter is, you can't avoid it. You know, the rain falls upon the just and the unjust. And fair is a place where you go to ride on the Ferris wheel and eat cotton candy. That's fair. Fair has no application in the real world, and it has nothing to do with your life. If someone tells you that things should be fair and your life should be fair and yada yada, circumstances should be quote unquote fair to you, they're selling you a bill of goods, because that just doesn't exist. So how do we deal with that? How do we deal with it? Well, we need to make deposits in our emotional 401k account. And how do we make those deposits? Now, we talked really, just recently, we talked about self-esteem and believing in yourself and how we can do that and how we can develop genuine self-esteem. And by developing genuine self-esteem and truly, legitimately believing in ourselves and our own abilities, we can weather these storms if we have those deposits. If we know when the hard times come that they're not going to last forever and that we have the wherewithal to withstand them, if we can withstand the storm, we can weather the storm, we're going to be okay. And how do you do that? Well, one of the ways that they do that in the Starting Strength program, the Barbell Logic program that Matt he teaches and runs, and that his coaches teach and run, is through helping their clients achieve small goals on a regular basis. You know, when you go to the gym and you decide, I'm using this as, you know, a metaphor, you go to the gym and you decide, okay, I'm going to get strong. So let's say you get underneath the bar and you put 150 pounds on the bar and you squat it and you're like, that was easy, no sweat. Anybody can do that. And so you decide, well, I'm going to put 300 pounds on the bar and I'm going to knock that out. And it crushes you and the weight catches in the pins, catches in the safety pins, and you fail. You're like, wow, that was terrible. Yeah, because nobody expects you to go from 150 pounds to 300 pounds in one rep or one set. That's not how it works. It doesn't work in the real world like that. What you need to be able to do, though, let's say 150 was easy, you put 160 on there, you're like, yeah, it was a little harder, but it was still easy, you put 170. Then you get to the point where, ooh, this is hard. But through a progress called linear progression, every day you achieve a little bit more. And you write it down and you take note of it. And by doing that, you have achieved, and you can look at your own record, not someone else's. You don't have to ask other people. You can look at your own record and say, you know what? From the day I started till today, I genuinely have achieved. I've done more than I ever thought I was going to be able to do. I never thought I would get to this point, but through constant work and dedication, I have done it. And there were times that I failed and I had to start over again. There were days that I had bad days. You have good days and bad days. Matt calls blue collar days. He said, sometimes it's just a blue collar day. You go in and you do the work. It's not fun. It's not enjoyable. It's not something that you're looking forward to, but you know it's got to be done. And so you get it done. Little successes. And it doesn't have to just be weightlifting, obviously. You achieve these little successes and you get those and you bank them. And you tell yourself, you say, I know I can do it. I know I can weather the storm. I'm going to put these emotional deposits in my mental 401k. So when the storm eventually does come, and it's going to come eventually in whatever form, no one has a perfect life. That's just the way the world is. The rain falls upon the just and it falls upon the unjust. Don't worry about things being fair. Don't worry about things being nice. Worry about taking care of yourself. Worry about achieving those goals. Small goals, little goals, every day. You know, the fact of the matter is you could get up and not even have any goals, but go throughout your day and say, you know what, I need to get that done. Whatever it happens to be. You've been meaning to paint a shelf, or you've been meaning to repair that one thing, a doorknob or whatever. and you do that and you repair it and you get it done and you feel good about yourself, don't you? You say, man, that stupid thing has been broken. It's been squeaking. It's been sticking. It's been catching. It's been whatever. And I finally fixed it. I don't know about you guys out there, but I know I do that. When I fix things around the house, I call my wife over and I say, hey, look at what I fixed. She says, very good. I'm glad that you fixed that. I'm like, you're darn right it is, because it's done. It's an achievement. Every single day you have the opportunity to achieve a small goal and to bank that, to put that in your emotional 401k, to remind yourself that you can be successful, that you are an intelligent, valuable human being. And you can't trick yourself. Like we talked about before, you cannot trick yourself mentally. And nobody else can do it for you. Ugh. Wouldn't it be nice if people could just give you a self-esteem pill or an emotional boost pill or whatever? No. You can have coaches, and coaches are valuable. Coaches and mentors and teachers are extremely valuable. They show you the way. They give you the advice. They give you the encouragement. They can give you all those things. A teacher can show you the letters and the words and the sentences and the paragraphs and so forth, but it's up to you to learn. It's up to you to consume those. A coach can demonstrate and tell you what to do. They can get under the bar. They can say, do it like this, and they can go all the way, but they can't actually make you do it. You've got to do that. You've got to put those deposits in your own mental 401k so that when the storm comes, when the bad things come, you can weather it because you've got that there. You've got those deposits. And I want you every single day to make a small deposit in your emotional 401k. And thank you, Matt Reynolds, for letting me borrow that concept and share it with my Morning Mindset audience. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Support the show. Buy the book, and I'm not kidding either. Go to Amazon. Get the Morning Mindset book. It's written by a guy named Paul Markholtz. It's really easy to find. Share it. Let other people know. Don't be greedy. I'm your host, Paul Markle, and I'm going to talk to you again real soon.
Thank you for spending time with us today. To get show notes, submit a topic request, and for more from your host, Paul G. Markle, visit morningmindsetpodcast.com. That's morningmindsetpodcast.com. Please leave a review for this podcast on your favorite podcast player. We appreciate your time and effort, and we look forward to reading your honest feedback.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.